As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Did you know tonight that we have some folks living in heaven and they're there because somebody answered the call to evangelize? Now, I understand it's all the grace of God. We understand that. It's all the grace of God. Listen, we can't save anybody. All we do is point. We just point them. We just point them to the one who can do the saving. But there are people in heaven tonight because not only some, but people in this church, in this ministry, cared enough to share the gospel, cared enough to answer the call. And because they answered the call, people are in heaven tonight.
Well, amen. What a wonderful way to kick off Countdown to Courage with that song from the Nun Sisters called I Know. Aren't you thankful that we have a know-so salvation? You know, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Friend, I hope you know that you're saved today. And if you don't know that, you can know that today. You can have the assurance of your salvation simply by putting your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. We're so glad that you've tuned in to Countdown to Courage. This is a ministry of Calvary Baptist Church located at 300 Indian Hill Road in Union Grove, North Carolina. We're so glad that you've tuned in today. And I'm sure many of you are regular listeners to Countdown to Courage. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in every week to this broadcast, and we sure hope it's a blessing in your life. Thank you to all of our new listeners. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule to tune in to Countdown to Courage, and we sure hope that this broadcast will be a blessing to you today. You may have heard the intro to the broadcast today, and that introduction comes from the message entitled The Four Calls to Soul Winning. You may have noticed that our theme this year at Calvary Baptist Church is the emphasis on evangelism and reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our pastor's been doing such a fantastic job of taking us through the Word of God and showing us how to be effective soul winners and be effective witnesses as we share the good news of salvation. And so we'll have a great message today for you called The Four Calls to Soul Winning. We hope you'll stay tuned for the message. We're so glad that you've tuned in today, and we do want to take just an opportunity to invite you to the services at Calvary Baptist Church. We have Sunday morning services beginning at 9:45 with our Sunday school groups. That's a wonderful time to connect with other people and get to know people in our church. And then we have Sunday morning service beginning at 11 o'clock. We have our Sunday night service at 6 o'clock and our Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock. That's our prayer time and Bible study. We'd love to have you for one of the upcoming services at Calvary Baptist Church. You can visit our website, calvarybcug.com, for more information about that today. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's a great way to get to know more about our church. You can follow us on Facebook. You can go back and watch all of our live stream archives. Also, our pastor hosts a daily live stream called Countdown to Courage, and that takes place every Tuesday through Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern. That's a powerful time, only about 15 minutes or so, but a powerful time in the Word that you'd really enjoy, and I believe it would help you and benefit you in a great way. And so we hope you'll tune in to Countdown to Courage, the live stream this week. We're going to jump into this great song now by the Nun Sisters. As I said, this song is entitled What the Blood Does, and then we'll get into the message today, The Four Calls to Soul Winning. Thank you for tuning in to Countdown to Courage, a ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Union Grove, North Carolina. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Everybody's born into a broken world. Everybody's wearing Adam's chains. Everybody's searching for salvation, but it's only found in one name. And the desperate make their way to a lonely hill, and they come with every guilty stain. Where the ground runs like crimson as mercy falls like healing rain. It runs down the timbers of a rugged tree. Blood, oh, 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 that's what the blood does. Does anybody here feel like a hopeless cause? Is anybody empty in your soul? For that one thing, step on in to the healing flow. Where it runs down. cleansing flood. Oh, that's what the blood does. That's what the blood does. It runs down the timbers of a rugged tree.
The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 mentions being called. In fact, he uses that word several times in the reference or the passage that we read tonight. The word call there is the Greek word kletos, and it means appointed or divinely selected. In other words, Paul said there are some that are divinely selected. Paul said, I was divinely selected to be an apostle. Well, we know that not everybody's called to be an apostle. In fact, we believe that there are no more apostles. We believe the apostles have been done away with. But with that said, I would say this, not everybody receives a call to preach. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me for that he counted me faithful. Paul said, putting me into the ministry. And so I do believe there are some that were called to be apostles. I believe there are some today that are called to be preachers. And then I thought about this. There are some that are called to be evangelists. There are some that are called to be pastors. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I can guarantee you this, you've not been called to be an apostle. And anybody who tells you they've been called to be an apostle, I'm talking about modern day, that's not accurate. That's not biblically accurate. You may be here tonight, and you're here and you say, preacher, I don't think I've been called to preach. You may be here this evening and you say, pastor, I don't think I've been called to pastor. I don't think I've been called to be an evangelist. Brother Todd McKinn preached for us a few weeks ago, and that's what Brother Todd's calling is. He serves in evangelism all the time. And I'm sure there are many, many churches that would snatch Brother Todd up. A lot of churches are without pastors today, and I'm sure they would love to have somebody like Brother Todd preaching for, but that's not Brother Todd's calling. He doesn't feel like he's been called to pastor. He feels like he's been called to be an evangelist. Now, again, you're here tonight. Say, preacher, that's not me. I haven't been called to preach, haven't been called to pastor, haven't been called to be an evangelist. But with that said, I want to point this out, that I believe everybody has been called to be a soul winner. Everybody has. Everybody has been called to be involved in the divine work of evangelism. I'm talking about witnessing. I'm talking about giving the gospel out. I'm talking about trying to get people saved. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about that call to soul winning. I believe there are four calls to soul winning, and I want to give you those tonight. Number one, I believe there is a call from above. There's a call from above. Now you say, pastor, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about our Savior above. When I say there's a call from above, our Savior above has given each of us a call to evangelize. But I want to show that to you tonight if I could. Take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter 28. And look at verse 19, if you will. And this is what we refer to as the Great Commission. The Great Commission. Now, it is really sad because, unfortunately, this has become the great omission in a lot of churches today. But this is still the Great Commission. And these are some of the last words of our Lord before he went to heaven. And he leaves us with a great commission. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He says there, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Somebody says, preacher, why do we send missionaries all around the world? Why do we support these missionaries? Because we have a commission. We're to win the lost to the Lord here, but we're also to win the lost around the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You don't have to turn there. I'll just read this for you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, our Lord said it like this: let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But I do want you to turn to Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15. Mark 16, verse 15. Now, this is Mark's gospel. And again, really the same recording, but the Holy Spirit had Mark record it in a little different wording here. Mark 16, verse 15, we find the Great Commission once again. Mark 16, verse 15, the Bible says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, again, not going to stay right here, but I would just remind us that we're to reach every creature, every creature, every creature. And if we're going to reach every creature, that means that every creature is not going to look just like you, and they're not going to look just like me, and some of them are going to be short, some of them are going to be tall, some of them are going to be skinny, some of them are going to be fat, some of them are going to be white, some of them are going to be black, some of them are going to be brown, some of them are going to be yellow. I'm just saying this, that we're to win every single creature. It doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter where they come from, that there are to be churches that have a heart and a burden for every single creature. And by the way, may Calvary Baptist Church be a church where every creature is welcome when they walk in here. And may they not feel like they've been, secluded or, shoved back in a corner somewhere. Oh, listen, Calvary, let's make sure that we welcome every single person that walked in here, red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. Amen. And so we have a call, and that call comes from above, our Savior above. But there's something else. Not only our Savior above, but the saints above. The saints above. I believe they're a challenge to us to evangelize. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Hebrews chapter number 12 tonight. Hebrews chapter 12. And look at verse 1. And let me give you a verse that's often maybe misunderstood or mistaught. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1. We have a call from above, our Savior above, but also the saints above. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, let me tell you what I don't believe that's teaching. I don't believe that necessarily means that those in heaven can see us. I don't think that's what it means. I think there is a certain amount of awareness in heaven about what's going on earth, a limited amount of awareness. But I don't believe that the saints in heaven have a screen or a TV screen or a monitor where they can see everything that's going on. And by the way, how depressing that would be to be in heaven and a wonderful place like heaven and see what's going on this earth. And so that's not what it's teaching, but it does mean this. If you go back and you connect Hebrews chapter 12 with Hebrews chapter 11 in its context, it does mean that those saints have blazed a trail before us. That's what it means. They have blazed a trail before us. There are some in heaven that have went before us, and they have been involved in the ministry of evangelism and promoting the gospel, and there are heaven people in heaven right now because somebody shared the gospel with them. Now, I'm giving you a lot of scripture tonight, I know, but sometimes it's good for us to turn to a lot of places, and so I want you to turn to Romans chapter 10 in your Bibles, and Romans chapter 10. And again, I want to say what I just said, that there are some in heaven right now because somebody cared enough to share the gospel with them. Romans chapter 10. I believe we find that in Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. The Bible says, Romans 10 verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard. In other words, church, how are they going to hear the gospel if nobody tells them? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Now look at verse 15. The Bible says, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Did you know tonight that we have some folks living in heaven and they're there because somebody answered the call to evangelize? That's right. Did you know there are people in heaven tonight? Thank God. Now, I understand it's all the grace of God. We understand that. It's all the grace of God. We can't save anybody. All we do is point. We just point them. We just point them to the one who can do the saving. But there are people in heaven tonight because not only some, but people in this church, in this ministry, cared enough to share the gospel, cared enough to answer the call. And because they answered the call, people are in heaven tonight. Now you say, Brother Steve, what in the world are you, what are you talking about? Well, by the way, we could go on and on. And I could take the rest of the hour and I could just give you story after story. For instance, I think about a young man who used to attend our church. His name was Trenton Clutter. And Trenton and his family started coming here when he was just a little guy. I mean, just a little guy. And Trenton started growing up. He got involved in the youth group, fell in love with church. And I don't think we've ever had a kid that loved Bible school more than Trenton Clutter loved Bible school. Man, we would give away money at Bible school. We'd give away 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks. Trenton never wanted to win the money. He always wanted a pie in his face. And so we'd have a contest and Trenton would volunteer. We'd bring Trenton up and he always wanted to get a pie in the face every time, you know? But Trenton loved Bible school. Now listen to me now. Did you know that Trenton Clutter, early in life, I don't remember how old Trenton was. He was just a young man, probably, I don't know, probably 10, 11, 12 years old, something like that. And Trenton got cancer. He got a certain kind of cancer. And they did their best to try to fight it. But Trenton ended up going to heaven at a very, very young age. He went to heaven. Now, wait a minute now. Let me tell you the great part about that story. Trenton Clutter attended a vacation Bible school at Calvary Baptist Church. And while he was here, somebody gave Trenton the gospel. And Trenton prayed and received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. We baptized him here at Calvary Baptist Church. And tonight, Trenton is in heaven. And I can promise you this, that Trenton's hoping that you'll share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's there because somebody answered the call. Are you with me tonight? Somebody answered the call. And because they did, Trenton Clutter is in heaven tonight. I thought about that story where when we were down here at the old building, and it was a Sunday morning, and I was preaching on a Sunday morning. And the night before that, we had had a terrible accident right up here on 901, I believe it was. Several young ladies were involved in this accident, and one of those young ladies was tragically killed. It was a sad night. Her name was Jessica. That next Sunday morning, we were down here having service, and I noticed toward the end of the message, I noticed there was a lady, didn't attend our church at the time, I noticed there was a lady outside the back door, and I could see her sort of pacing back and forth like she was maybe a little impatient or waiting for the service to get over. And so sure enough, I finished preaching, we gave the invitation, and she came in, and she came to me, and she said, "Preacher," she knew me, and she said, "Preacher," she said, "did you hear about the accident?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And she said, "Well," she said, "Jessica was killed." And I said, "I heard about that. I'm so sorry about that." And she said, "Preacher," she said, "her family doesn't have a pastor. And they wondered, Jessica had rode one of our buses and come to Calvary weeks and weeks and weeks. And she said, her family doesn't have a pastor. And they wonder if you would preach her funeral." And I said, "Well, of course I would. I'll help any way I can. And you go back and tell them absolutely, and tell them we're praying for them. And I'll be glad to preach that funeral." Well, I went home that Sunday afternoon. I got thinking about Jessica, and I couldn't place her in my mind, in my memory. And was all afternoon, I was trying to think about her. And this was back in the day, man, where we just had stacks and stacks and stacks of decision slips, and we didn't have anything on computers or anything like that. And I remember thinking that day, "Lord, Lord, I wonder if Jessica ever made a decision. I wonder if she ever made a decision. I wonder while she was coming if she ever got saved. And so that night, when I came back to the service that night, I said, listen, I said, do I have any ladies after we close the service tonight who would be willing to just stay here for a while, and we're gonna go through every decision slip we have, all the stacks and stacks of decision slips, and we're gonna see if Jessica ever made a decision for Jesus. I no more than had said that in announcement time. Miss Sue, down there at the old building, we just had these two rows right here. Miss Sue was sitting right over here about three quarters of the way toward the front. And when I said that, Miss Sue raised her hand. And Miss Sue would never interrupt a service like that. And she raised her hand in the service, in the announcements. And I said, Miss Sue, something you want to say? And she did like this. She had her Bible and she flipped it over to the fly leaf. Come on now, good neighbor. She flipped it over to the fly leaf and she said, preacher, she said, I've got Jessica's name right here in the fly. Oh, come on now in the fly leaf of my Bible. She said, I led Jessica to Jesus myself. Come on now. You talking about a shouting time we had that night. You know what? I believe Jessica's in heaven tonight because, thank God, somebody answered the call. Somebody answered the call. And she's there tonight because of that.
Friend, we're so glad you've stayed with us throughout the broadcast today. If you're listening and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I want to encourage you to give your heart and life to Him. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, Jesus promised that He would come in. Would you realize several things? Number one, we're sinners in need of a Savior, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us in Romans 6, but God loved you so much that He gave His only Son. The Bible says in Romans 5 and verse number 8, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Christ came, He took my sins upon Him, He took your sins upon Him, and He went to the cross of Calvary, and there He bled and suffered and died and paid the penalty for your sins and mine. They put Him in the grave. But 3 days later, God raised Him from the dead. He's a living, resurrected Savior. And He came to save you and I from hell. But not only that, but He came to save us to Himself. And the Bible tells us this, that if you'd be willing to acknowledge Him today, if you'd be willing to open your heart and life to Him today, our Bible promises in Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If today you'd be willing to open your heart and life to Christ and just say something like this to Him, dear Lord, I'm so sorry for my sins. I believe that You died for me and rose again. And so right now, please forgive me for my sinfulness. And Lord, please come into my heart and life and save my soul. I receive You as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank You, Jesus, for saving me. Now help me to live for You the rest of my days. I hope you prayed that prayer today and meant it from your heart. If you did, please reach out to us. We want to rejoice with you, and we'd love to get some helpful information into your hands that will help you with your Christian walk. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast today. We love you in the Lord.